check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 58 of Two Downies Dudes for May 16th, 2015. On this episode, we review Fuddruckers, Dale and Larry talk about Bruce Jenner, the Connections Church pastor talks about his experience at Bangor Comic Con, and we do a follow-up pedo watch.
Aw, dude!
So we got a food review battle right now.
Food review battle?
It's like a rap battle.
Oh.
Only with a food review.
This is true, because you were happy and I was not.
Right.
But so, you were eating for one. What'd you pay?
I paid $14 for a burger meal at Fuddruckers.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, it's expensive. Well, here's the thing, though. Look, I go to McDonald's maybe fucking twice a year. I completely avoid that place.
It's gross.
But when I do... With what I order, because I am so fucking picky and
finicky.
Such a foodie, it ends up being like $8. Because I get one of the specialty burgers, the one that's on like right. a brioche bun, and it's got some sort of like flavor of the month or whatever, the special.
Right.
So I end up paying $8. $14 is not all that big of a stretch from eight. Comparatively, when you...
It's a double.
Not quite.
Close enough.
Yeah, it's what? I'm not good at math, but $6.
Right.
For me, that was Fuddruckers is $6 better than McDonald's for a meal.
Yes, it's better, but not that kind of money better.
But not $6 better?
Fuck no. For a fast food joint, dude? Okay. Even at fucking McDonald's, my burger comes out complete. At Fuddruckers, I got my burger, and then I had to go finish the fucking thing.
They do have the toppings bar, which is interesting. I'm not a big fan of the toppings bar because... First of all, there's two ways to look at it. I don't necessarily want some fucking grubby high school kid with his fingers all over my food to begin with, but it's kind of unavoidable when you buy anything from anywhere in
ever.
The food service industry.
Right.
Yeah. So it's bound to happen. But with a toppings bar, you got God knows how many people running their grubby fucking fingers through shit and handling the utensils and
like,
coughing and spitting and talking over the toppings.
I saw some sweatpants guy in there.
Oh, man.
Greasy haired, standing in front of me. Guaranteed he went over to the toppings bar, picked up three or four tomatoes, and then realized he didn't want tomatoes, so threw them back
in the
bin.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's gross. I got no toppings other than ketchup and mustard is all I put on my three cheeseburger.
Right.
And I did the half pound. It was a half pound.
Yep, that's what I went with.
Which is wide, but not very thick. It's a very thin half pound. It was not a huge burger.
What's a half pound? A half pound is a half pound, no matter how thick or thin.
All right.
It's a half pound.
I didn't care for their buns.
Really?
Yeah, they're not my kind of buns.
All right.
I wasn't happy. I mean, four people, well, not even four of us. It's three and a half, really, because we had Emmett, and he's only half a person.
Yeah.
He had the kids fucking burger, kids cheeseburger with a milkshake and French fries. And then me, Matt, and Audrey. And it was fucking over $40, dude, for some burgers?
Yeah.
I'm not impressed. And like, okay, so I got the chili cheese fries because I was thinking, ooh, chili cheese fries, that sounds good. The fucking potato wedges are literally the same ones I can get at Kentucky Fried Chicken. Literally. They're almost identical to the Kentucky Fried Chicken potato wedges. They're just in a bag, frozen, thrown into a fryer later.
I won't argue with that.
And then they just slathered on some fucking meat, a little barbecue sauce, and some cheese. And called it chili cheese fries.
Yeah.
I was not impressed. Not for the money I spent, I was not impressed. I won't be going back.
All right. Well,
and I'm not a picky eater. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'll eat shit, literally. I think off the lawn. Right. I would eat shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll eat anything. I don't care. But it's quality over price. And what am I getting for my money? Now, like I was saying, Little G's, which is across the street from, well, not quite across the street, but close enough. It's right next door to the Family Food Mart, I believe. Great burgers. Great homemade fucking onion rings. Real homemade onion rings. That's the other thing. Fuddruckers onion rings. They're them great big fat fucking ones that they're just, they're in a bag frozen, thrown into a fryer later. They're bagged onion rings.
Yeah, I know. I prefer the shoestring onion rings.
Right.
I mean, well, just because they're thick doesn't necessarily mean that they're frozen.
Yeah, but these ones are.
They probably are.
I could tell.
The potato wedges did suck. That was one. I had like a, I like took notes while I was there. And it's basically like the good, the bad, and the ugly. And under the bad was the potato wedges did suck. Yeah. Those were clearly nothing special. Not fresh at all. Like Five Guys has way better.
Well, I mean, you walk into Five Guys and they have 4 tons worth of fucking potato bags stacked up in the middle of the restaurant. Yeah, you know their shit is fresh.
Yeah.
Not at Fuddruckers.
And the other bad thing about Fuddruckers, too, is the price, like you said, which I think you have to kind of grade it on a curve. And it's, I'd say their burgers are a step above Five Guys. They're not as greasy. What I did like is the
fact
that
mine was fucking super greasy.
Really?
Yeah, it dripping with grease. Huh. My buns, because you know they set the burger on and then they flip the top bun over onto the whatever. When I put the top bun back on, it was literally grease running down the side of it.
Right. See, mine wasn't that bad, but I do like the fact that you can specify how you want it done, which is a big advantage McDonald's and even Five Guys, where it's just they do it the way they do it, period.
Well, they only offered medium and well.
No, I got mine medium rare.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, because they didn't offer that for me. She said, do you want it medium or well?
Huh.
And I was like,
I ordered mine medium rare.
Huh.
I don't know. Maybe she was just like, okay, fucking whatever, make it medium.
Yeah.
And in fact, I remember thinking as I was eating it, this seems a little bit more like medium. But
right.
At least it's not well done or nothing.
You're like, can I get it rare? And they're like, sure. But nope.
Just medium.
But you can't. Yeah. Because on our cookers, we only have 2 settings for timers. So
right.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great atmosphere. I mean,
I did like
the
place.
Like a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Right, with the TVs everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was good seating.
The lighting in there is cool.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like an atmosphere where you could just hang out there for a while.
Yeah.
Which I like. Unlike, you know, McDonald's or someplace like that, where they've tried to market it that way lately. They've got the McDonald's Cafe.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, we've got wireless. Come sit and use our wireless while you smell our disgusting fucking grease pit and hang out with the homeless guy that's sleeping at the table next to you.
You can go home smelling like a French fry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, good atmosphere. They got the TVs going. It was a little confusing because they also had music going. So it's like, okay, am I in a club or a fucking sports bar?
Right.
Like, they had like inch with hockey playing in the background. And it's like, okay, I don't really get that. But the service was one big thing. And maybe it's just because they're just opening up now. But holy shit, I had like 4 people come and check on me and like make sure I was good.
Yeah, a little much.
Everything okay. The kid like kept coming up, like looking at my cup and be like, want me to go refill that for you? I'll refill that for you. And I remember actually thinking to myself, is this place run by fucking Mormons? Because they were like the nicest guys ever. Like, we're really glad to have you here. It's really great that you're here. It's so awesome. And you're just such a nice guy. And you just add to the atmosphere. You light up the room. They were like complimenting me and just making me feel like I belonged there. And
they
I was
may
like,
be Mormon.
What is going on here? Yeah, I think they're Mormons.
It's a good chance. Hey, it brought in some jobs. That's good. And I'm sure they'll make some money because, you know, it's shitty, greasy food that, you know,
right,
all us Downeasters like. I just won't go back.
Yeah.
I will not go back there because it was not, there was not enough bang for my buck.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't mind spending that kind of money
to
eat.
You're more into buck than you are bang.
Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
No?
No, not really. I mean, even if you drop the prices at fucking Jordan's, I still wouldn't go back there ever again.
Yeah.
Because the food
feel that
sucks.
Way about Jordan's.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I am. Okay. Sometimes I am. Yes. I do prefer to, like, eat cheap and eat quick. Right. But Like, when we went out to Fuddruckers the other night, it was with the expectation, I didn't care how much it cost, I wanted to try the new place in town. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I didn't give a shit about money. But what I did know at the end, when I was done eating my food, what I paid and what I got didn't match up. Like, right. It just didn't match up. Now, if I go to Texas Roadhouse, and I know you're not a fan, but if I go to Texas Roadhouse, I know I'm going to drop $50. But I also know that I'm going to leave satisfied, that the food I'm going to eat, I'm going to enjoy, I'm going to like it, and it's going to be good. It's going to be what I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm okay with spending the money as long as I'm getting something good out of it.
Right.
Now, like I said, I went to Little G's, and that's a mom-and-pop kind of place. You know, it's local people that own it. And the food was awesome, and the prices were reasonable.
Right.
Now, is it more than going to McDonald's or Burger King? Yes, of course it is, obviously.
Yeah.
But the food's much better, you know? I just won't be going back to Fuddruckers. I was not impressed.
Gotcha.
Which I can't believe. When I... Now, see, because I texted you and asked you, so how was it? And you're like, it's good. It's good. You liked it, and I didn't. What the fuck's up with that? Maybe they're organic burgers? Like, it's, maybe it's like...
It must be it. It's got to be something. Yeah, it is all... You know what did really disappoint me, though, is... When I heard they were coming to town, naturally I had to like go do some research because it's a new food option in town, so I was excited about it.
Right.
So I went and looked online and was looking into the company in general, and it said that they're known for like exotic burgers.
Right.
So I was thinking, oh, cool, there's going to be fucking ostrich, there's going to be like some cool, crazy shit,
wild
boar.
Right.
And under their exotic section, there was buffalo. Bison. Buffalo and turkey, which turkey is not a fucking exotic burger.
No.
I'm sorry.
To make a burger, who hasn't had a turkey burger?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's had a turkey
burger.
That's
like the most generic thing. It's just like an alternative these days, a healthier alternative.
Buffalo, that's actually not all that exotic.
No, it's pretty much just...
I mean, granted, I've never eaten buffalo.
Right.
But like, it's pretty common. Like, you can get it a lot of places.
Yeah, it's a little more expensive. But it's like beef, only a little leaner.
Right.
And so I was bummed about that. And maybe that'll change as they're more established here for a while. I don't know. But, you know, it's a place that I wouldn't mind like going to watch a sporting event because I don't have live TV anymore.
Right.
So occasionally I do want to see a live sporting event. And that'd be the type of place that I could go and sit and feel comfortable. Because, as you know, I don't drink and you don't drink.
Right.
But even though they have beer there, it's not the focus. So it doesn't really feel like a
sports bar.
Like,
right.
I wouldn't want to go to Pat's necessarily to watch a
game. Right.
It's not bad. You know, it's not...
It's a restaurant bar.
Shit show. It's a restaurant bar.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it just feels a bit more welcoming at Fuddruckers and a little bit more of like a family atmosphere. Which
right,
cool
exactly. Yeah, it's definitely more family-oriented.
Yeah.
Not that Pat's isn't. But,
right.
But that, like, the back end of Pat's isn't.
The sports bar area.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. Weird. I hated it. You liked it.
Yeah. Fucking I mean, I wouldn't, you know, go shouting from the rooftops. I just thought, you know, it's a good new option. It'll probably be in my rotation. It is a chain, which I'm not a big fan of, as you know. But
right.
In my opinion, when it comes to options, like... You know, when there's a bunch of people and you're going to go out to grab something to eat. Because when you have, like, friggin' 10 to 12 people and it's late at night or whatever, everybody always ends up going to fucking Denny's.
Yes.
Or, you know.
And that place is horrible.
Governor's or, you know, I don't know, occasionally you go to Angelo's. So to me, Fuddruckers is a better option than any of those.
This is true.
So.
But here's the other thing. It's a fast food place, basically. I mean, I would call it fast food. Would you not call it fast food? I mean, you don't get waited on. Like, you have to go up, wait in line, get the register, make your order.
Right.
It's not all that fast because the shit's not pre-made. They actually do make your burger to order.
Yeah, you get the little pager thing.
Right. But I would call it fast food. I mean, I would put it in the category of fast food. Do you remember Quiznos?
Yep.
Now, Quiznos, Subway. Which would you choose?
Yeah, Quiznos every time.
Every time, right? Yeah. Way better. Better, fresher ingredients, fucking better sandwiches, better value. Right. Died in Ellsworth.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and this is a quote from a man that I spoke with. I fucking couldn't pay no goddamn $10 for a fucking sandwich. Right?
Yeah.
Died because everybody was so upset about the amount of money that they were spending on a what they called a Subway sandwich. Well, it wasn't a Subway sandwich, though. That was the thing.
Right.
But that's the way people are around here. So if people around here can go get a burger cheaper,
that's what they'll get.
Fuddruckers will die. It will die because people will just refuse to go spend $8, $9 on a burger when they can go to McDonald's and spend fucking $4, $5 on a burger.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Most people don't think the way that I think.
Right. Or, you know, I think either. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, I loved the fact that we had a Quiznos in Ellsworth.
Yeah.
I was there probably 3 fucking days a week going to Quiznos, going out of my way to go to Quiznos. Because their sandwiches are kick-ass, and it fucking died.
Yep.
And I was pretty upset.
I remember, yeah. I was, too.
That's the consequences of Ellsworth, Maine, is that, well, down east Maine, really. It's not just Ellsworth, because it's all down east. But, you know, people won't spend that kind of, but they just don't see the logic in them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't think, they're like what you said to me. They think more about money than quality.
Yep.
It's more about the price and not what you're getting. So they'd rather get a 99-cent heart attack in a bag than to spend $8 on an actual, you know, real burger.
Right. It's true. Yeah, they don't care. They just care about the price tag. It's like, it's burger, same goddamn thing.
Right.
It's meat and a round friggin' bun.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah.
So right. We'll see. So Fuddruckers
probably have a hard time around here, I think. I'm guessing they probably don't stay open more.
Now, was it slammed when you went in?
Not at all.
Really?
No. Opening day. But I went in at 8:30. They close at 9. So it was like
the
half hour, last half hour.
Because everybody had already been there and checked it out.
Yeah.
And you're the last one there. Yeah. You're the guy that's still there keeping the place open when everybody wants to go home.
I was that asshole.
Well, that's kind of who you are because you did the same thing at Flex It.
Yeah,
like they're like, we close at 5:30. You're like, can I come in at 5:25 then and order a sandwich?
I do that all the time. Well, my meals all run late. Like, I eat breakfast around 10 o'clock and then get lunch around, like, 1 or 2. And then I eat, like, 2 dinners. But, yeah, so all my meals run late.
You're a hobbit.
I kind of am. So, I don't know. You're probably right. They probably won't last anyway. And, honestly, that's probably the reason that we only have a Denny's when it comes to chains around here.
Because it's cheap.
Yeah. No other place. People, there wouldn't be enough to sustain a Olive Garden or Texas Roadhouse or any place like that around here because people from down east Maine are going to say, you know, frig that.
I go to McDonald's. A lot cheaper.
Yeah. Like, same freaking thing. Food.
Food's food.
Chew it up, swallow it. Same goddamn thing.
Right. Exactly. Jeez, I'm just going to shit it out anyways. I don't want to shit out fucking more money than I need to.
That's right. That reminds me. Did you hear about the cannibal that dumped his girlfriend?
No.
Let that one marinate. Just think about that one. All right. So, transgender elephant in the room. We're going to talk about Bruce Jenner, I suppose.
Probably should be talked about, yeah.
Dale and Larry are going to give their take on Bruce Jenner, I believe, in a minute. But, I don't know. Most people probably know better than we do about Bruce Jenner because neither one of us really follows this shit.
No. No, other than you can't help but follow it at this point because it's everywhere and in your face. And
right. I mean, I don't care so much about what he's doing and what he's going through, mostly because who the fuck is he? Like,
right.
I don't know. Like, they could have selected some fucking random guy from Missouri that's going to get a sex change and put him on Dateline or whatever fucking show.
And you'd know him just as well.
And be like, okay, like, so some random guy that nobody should really care or know about is getting a gender reassignment, whatever. But I don't know. I think what bothers me is that it's not that a former Olympic gold medalist and runner is getting a gender change. It's that his fame came from a fucking shitty reality TV show about a whole houseful of people that nobody should give a shit about. Because that's where his fame came from, is keeping up with the Kardashians. And I don't even really know the deal. We're probably going to butcher the situation. But apparently he he's not the father of the Kardashian girls, but he was, he's like, he was the stepfather, and now he's not with,
I have no idea,
Kardashian's mom.
I don't even know who those people are, dude.
I really don't either. I know the, I know one of their asses. That's about the extent of my knowledge.
Right, right. The one that was all over Facebook a while ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't miss that.
Right. It was a Kardashian butt. But other than that, I have no idea who any of those people are.
Male or female, his ass is not nearly as nice, so naturally I don't give two shits.
Right, of course. I don't really care anyways. I don't even give a shit if he was famous for...
I know.
Like, who cares?
Right.
Good for you, I guess.
I guess.
Like, more power to you or something.
But yeah, he was a... Olympic runner, gold medalist. It also says here that he starred in a disco-era Village People comedy, which I didn't even know
really
was such a thing, called Can't Stop the Music in 1980. The movie was a flop, big surprise.
Right.
Jenner was nominated for the 1980 Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Actor for his performance. Oh, nice.
That's so impressive.
Yeah, so he ends up getting famous off of a fucking reality TV show after he got voted worst actor. He also had a short auto racing career.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jenner was a successful race car driver in the IMSA Camel GT series.
Oh, well, everyone knows the Camel GT series.
In the 1980s.
He raced camels.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah. Driving a 7-Eleven Roush Racing Ford Mustang with co-driver Scott Pruitt. Pruitt, what? Co-driver? Okay.
Right.
Oh, maybe they alternated.
Or something like that.
Yeah. And he has a company, Bruce Jenner Aviation, which sells aircraft supplies to executives and corporations.
Huh.
So...
Well, you're looking up his info, and I'm just looking at pictures of the dude.
Oh, you're loving it, huh?
He is one of the ugliest human beings I've ever seen in my entire life. Male or female.
Wow.
Well, I guess he was a better-looking dude, for sure. Yeah, he wasn't a bad-looking dude.
Okay.
You know.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
good-looking guy?
Yeah, he was a good-looking dude, but he definitely is one ugly chick.
Right. Okay, so gun to your head. You have to have sex with Bruce Jenner. Which one, male or female?
Male.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have to agree.
Yeah, I would go with the younger male.
Right. I wonder if, I guess you don't really factor that in. When you feel that you're a different gender, you just go with it. But I feel like I would have to factor that in at least a little bit. Like, even though I have those feelings, it's like, okay, I have the choice of being an attractive male or a really homely chick.
Right.
I don't know if I'd be able to pull the trigger on that one.
No, that would be a tough one to go with.
Right.
Because he is one ugly woman.
Right. Maybe just, like, tuck it and call it good. I don't know. So insensitive.
Tuck it, take a few pictures, call it a night.
Call it a night, yeah. Put on some high heels. But yeah, you start with the hormones and the long hair and the fingernails, and he just looks freakish.
It's not even that. It's the amount of plastic surgery this dude has had done to his face. It's like, I don't know if he's had it done anywhere else, but oh my God, man, he really beat the fuck out of his face.
Yeah, I think his gender transition is doing to him what Michael Jackson's race transition did.
Yes.
He's just becoming this, like, weird-looking creature that nobody can identify anymore, mm-hmm. like Joan Rivers.
He's actually, you look at this picture here, and he's on his way to a Michael Jackson nose.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he's really close to a Michael Jackson nose.
Look at the one you got up in the top right there.
Yeah.
Where it's just all, like, chowdered.
Oh, well, I lost it.
Clicked out of it.
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh, wow.
Nothing about any of this is good.
No.
Like, I don't understand, like, what I... Okay, so you're a chick trapped in a dude's body. All right. So grow your hair out, get some boobies, take some hormones. Why would you stave your face up like that?
Well, I think that's a separate issue. I think. I don't know. Well, I guess there are facial features that are masculine, so you've got to address the chin, I suppose, and possibly the nose.
Yeah, and I suppose if you can afford it, do it.
Right. but it's also, I think that's also a separate, that's like a form of psychosis, because obviously celebrities get hooked on that and they end up just wanting to fine tune every bit of their face, and then it makes them end up looking like Joan Rivers / Michael Jackson.
Like a monster.
Oh my God. Well, I can't even look at it.
It's fucking terrible.
God, man.
It is terrible.
Yeah, well,
nothing against the dude for doing his thing, but holy shit, man, what? You are a monster. Right. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, let's get Dale and Larry in here and see what they have to say about it.
All right.
What's going on? It's Dale down Millbridge.
Yeah, Larry from Lubeck Radio.
So, I guess Rob and Eric wanted us to talk about Bruce Genda.
Yeah, I guess he's been all over news, whatever, lately, been on the interwebs, so yeah. I guess it's topic, you know, people have been discussing it, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really get why people are surprised, because his friggin' name's Bruce Genda. Like, what do you think he's going to do? You name him something like that.
Right. You're going to confuse him.
It's almost like he's a sex change superhero. That just sounds like a name of a sex change superhero.
Exactly.
Bruce Genda. You know, like he's going to come in with a cape and friggin'...
And a penis.
Know, tuck his penis into a vagina or something.
Right, exactly. Or he'll just come in with a penis one day and then a vagina the next.
Yeah, that'd be a friggin' weird superpower to have, don't you think?
It would, to see your penis morph into a vagina.
Right.
That would be kind of cool, though.
What if he can do both at the same time, though? It'd be like... Like, Bruce Genda, go fuck yourself.
And he'd be like, all right, then.
Sure. Yeah. Reckon, sure. So, they was just saying that he's a Olympic runner in the Olympics.
He was in the Olympics, yeah.
Which, I don't really know. I mean, I wonder if he would run faster.
If he was a woman.
Right. Well, yeah, because that's, like, less wind resistance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And less friction.
That's true.
You ain't got all that stuff bouncing around down there, rubbing on your thighs.
Yeah, the ball swinging back and forth.
Right.
He would have been a lot more sleek. He probably could have cut a couple seconds off his time.
Probably could have.
If he would have done it back then.
It's too bad he didn't think about it then. He could have been a better Olympic runner.
Yeah, or maybe that's what this is all about. Maybe he's just trying to get back into running, but he wants to be more sleek aerodynamic.
Well, you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense there, Dale, because if you think about it, the older I get, the more my nuts start to sag.
Oh,
you know,
so
they,
bad.
You know what I mean? They're starting to head south further each year.
Right.
So, and he's an older gentleman now. You know, he ain't a young fella no more.
Yeah, they're probably dipping
so if he
in the
wanted
water
to get back
now.
Into running, he probably said, fucking, I got to get rid of these things or it ain't going to happen. You know, I'm just not going to be able to run with my, you know, my nuts bouncing off my knees.
Right. You got to tape them one leg or something.
Well, that's tough, too, because the tape pulls every time you know, you stretch your leg, and it pulls that tape, and it's tough.
That ain't no fun.
No. So I could see just getting rid of them, really, if you're going to be Olympic run again.
I guess so, yeah. You know, the thing is with, like, when they dip in the water, they only do that once. That's one dip, and then, whoop, there
right.
they go.
That's right.
I mean, really, big surprise... That he was in a movie with the Village People. I mean, I'm not good at math, but you start adding these things up, and it's like...
Right. You see this coming from a while back.
Name's Bruce Genda.
Yeah.
He's friggin'...
Hanging out with the Village folk.
Yeah, he's friggin' trying to run a mile with his friggin' balls knocking back and forth. Like, the signs are there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Says he was a race car driver, too, which I don't really... I'd never seen him on NASCAR or nothing.
No. I don't know what number he was.
But, I don't know. I mean, sure. I mean, if that's what he wants to do, you know what I mean?
What's that? Be a race car driver?
Right. Well, that or get his stuff all.
Oh, you mean cut up. You get that? Get his junk whacked off there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't mean whacked off in like the good way. I mean like whacked off with a knife.
Right. Like right. He won't be whacked off anymore.
Exactly. Right.
Like he'll never be able to whack off again.
No. No. There'll be no more whacking.
Jesus. I know if I can handle that.
Yeah, that'd be... My arm would... Oh Christ, I'd lose all my muscle in my arm.
Lose your strength? Yeah. It'd be like having muscular dystrophy.
I think so.
Pretty much. Waste away nothing. That'd be like a death sentence. You tell me I couldn't whack off starting tomorrow. I just couldn't handle it.
Well, that... And what are you going to do, you know what I mean, all day long? Christ, there ain't enough hours in the day to occupy yourself.
Right.
If you can't freaking crank one out once in a while, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah. Christ, I'd have to get off disability or something.
That's an awful long time just sitting on the freaking couch watching TV if you're not going to freaking at least rub one out.
Right. It's a good point. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe it just did something weird to him living in that house. I couldn't imagine living in that house with all them women. That'd frig me up pretty good, too.
Maybe you just got vagina envy.
Maybe. Or, I mean, you've seen the ass on that one. You know what I mean?
That
I
like big one there on the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was it. That thing was...
That goddamn thing. If I had to live in a friggin' house with that thing, I think I'd go crazy, too, especially if it was my stepdaughter.
You couldn't touch it?
And that's, yeah, that's
so off you'd limits. Have to cut it off.
That, yeah, I think that's probably what happened.
Jeez, that's probably the story right there.
Yeah.
He just couldn't handle it no more and said, get rid of this fucking thing before I do something stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, you wouldn't really care if she was your stepdaughter, would you? I mean...
Well, no, I mean, that's, it's kind of, I think, a gray area, you know?
Right. You get, it's just a little iffy. I mean, it's, you know, you kind of, just kind of some territory you might be willing to go into.
I think so, but I mean, if I was on reality TV, I might think twice, you know what I mean? When you got the rest of the world watching you...
That's true.
I might hesitate.
Right, but you're saying if nobody was watching, you know, you'd go ahead and just hook up with your stepdaughter.
With a friggin' ass that size? Yeah.
That's true. You do like them big, don't you?
Yes, sir. All right, well, that was a nice analysis.
It was an interesting analysis.
Yeah. It's just a different take on things that people may not have considered.
Yeah, most of the world don't think like Dale and Larry.
No, that's for sure.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah. So... Next up, as everyone knows, we went to Bangor Toy and Comic Con last weekend.
Yes.
Last weekend? Weekend
before?
No. Whatever the fuck it was.
It was a while ago.
Yeah. We're always slow with this stuff. But we've got a little follow-up from a guest visitor, the pastor of the Connections Church.
The guy from South Machias.
Yep, South Machias. Yeah. He's got that South Machias accent.
Yeah. And, very distinctive.
It is. And his, whatever you call it, his church is based in the comic book shop in Ellsworth, the comic book shop / bowling alley / church.
Arcade / church /
lunch counter, fucking, bar, pool hall.
Yeah, gun fucking smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense to have a church in there, so... It only makes sense that he would have gone to Comic-Con. I think we saw him there. I believe he had a booth. So,
yeah.
Going to bring him in and follow up on that. I think you're going to interview him about his experiences at Comic-Con.
So, it's good to see you again, Pastor John.
Yes, praise Jesus.
All right, then. So, you were at the Bangor Comic and Toy-Con.
Yes, I was there spreading the word of the Lord.
You were. You had a booth?
Yes, I had myself a booth.
And did you get a lot of participants at your booth?
The Bangor Toy and Comic-Con needed the help of this pastor, for there were a lot of impurities.
There were. There were a few.
I myself was thinking very impure thoughts about Gigi Edgley from Farscape. Masturbatory thoughts.
Wow. That's not good. How do you cleanse yourself of that?
I needed to cleanse my sins in the bathroom.
Really?
Yes.
In a stall?
In a stall by myself. I got on my knees and I prayed so hard over Gigi Edgley until my sins and impure thoughts were all gone into the toilet. And I flushed my sins. This is figuratively speaking, of course.
Of course, right.
My sin, the toilet was the Lord's good grace. And the
sin was...
Sin was...
Was sin.
Sin, yes.
Right. Okay. So you flushed your sins down the toilet in the bathroom at the...
Yes. With a wad of toilet paper. The toilet paper of the devil.
Right. So, okay. So did you go there? You must have set your booth up Friday night.
Yes.
Got there good and early. Got a good spot, good location. And did you... did you stay up in Bangor? Did you stay overnight, get a hotel room and... Stay for the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I did. The congregation was nice enough to raise some funds in a bowl-a-thon to put me up in a meager room at the Hilton.
meager room at the Hilton.
Yes, it was the suite, but it was the smaller of the two suites.
I see.
So I suffered to do the Lord's work.
Now, did you go alone, or did you have? Were you accompanied by some of your flock?
I was accompanied by a few young ladies who I am attempting to absolve of their sins. A couple young ladies from the congregation whom I am trying to help cleanse.
So just you and a couple young like two or three young ladies?
Yes.
So that just you, two or three, how many are we talking? Two, three, four?
There were four of these wonderful young ladies.
So you and four young ladies.
Yes.
In a suite at the Hilton for the whole weekend.
Yes, but we recruited some more for our flock.
At the con.
Spread the Lord's word.
You recruited on Friday and Saturday at the Comic-Con?
Yes.
And they came back to the Hilton suite with you?
They did. There were some very confused young ladies that were scantily clad in cosplay. And we brought them back to the room to hear my preachings and to do the Lord's work. There was one particular young lady which I took an interest in. She is what you would call a BBW.
A BBW.
And she was doing the Jabba the Hutt cosplay.
I see.
But the Lord doesn't love a big woman any less.
Well, okay, that's understandable.
So we brought this young lady back to the room, along with Deep Roy and Gigi Edgley and a couple of the Power Rangers, and we drank the blood of Christ to help to purify our souls and absolve our sins.
So you were drinking wine?
Yes, the congregation was nice enough to donate several bottles of the blood of the Lord Christ.
So several bottles of wine?
Yes, it's a religious sacrifice.
Right.
A ritual, if you will.
How many bottles are we talking? I mean,
we cleansed our sins until the wee hours in the morning, by which I believe 20 or 30 bottles of the Lord Jesus' blood had been put into our system to absolve us of our sins and connect us to our Lord Jesus.
So you were good and drunk. So how was that? I mean, so that must have been an interesting night.
It was a grand night. I spread the word all over that hotel room throughout the night. We even called in a few other confused young ladies from a website called Backpage, whom were trying to sell their flesh into sin. And we brought them in, and they partied, and they prayed with Deep Roy, who I learned where he got that nickname. And then the Black Power Ranger prayed upon these two young ladies.
He prayed upon them?
He was
praying on them? Or?
Well, he said prayers with them, what I'm trying to say.
All right, okay.
And it was the African-American, not the one that wears the black suit, but the African-American, which wears a different colored suit. I'm just trying to be as politically correct as possible.
I understand.
But you know which Power Ranger I'm referring to.
The black guy, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he double-teamed the Jabba the Hutt cosplay girl and another young lady who was dressed as some sort of anime character, and there were tentacles involved, and it was very spiritual and very healing. And we watched anime manga.
I've never heard of... I mean, I've heard of, like, prayer groups. I've never heard it referred to as tag teaming.
Yes, it was a tag team. Speaking of tag team, Hacksaw Jim Duggan was also tagging in at times to help prey upon these young ladies.
So you had all the celebrities.
Yes.
Did you get one of the Bushwhackers there?
We did. We got Bushwhacker Luke was his name, and he helped as well with these young ladies and absolving them from their sins.
So it was a lot of sin absolving going on.
There was lots of sin, and lots of absolving of sin, right, and lots of prayer. We evaluated some advanced copies of Japanese anime, which contained terrible tentacles and horrible nude scenes and just awful content.
And you were just looking through them?
Yes. We were trying to get a better understanding of the devil.
I see.
For you must know your enemy.
Okay. So So if I, like, let's say I watch porn, then I'm just trying to get in touch with, like, what sin really is.
As long as your heart and soul are pure and you are preaching the word of the Lord.
Okay. So you had a bunch of anime porn, you had a shit ton of wine, and you had a bushwhacker. That's impressive. So that was, sounds like a hell of a weekend.
Yes, I'd like to think that we did the Lord's work and did a good job of spreading the word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Right, all over the hotel room.
All over that hotel room, all over the Hilton suite.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like you had fun. All right, so the pastor flushed some sins and spread some joy or something.
Spread something.
In fact, there are several escorts and cosplay girls and possibly Power Rangers that may want to go get tested now.
Right.
Because of what he may or may not have spread to them. So,
exactly.
Other than just the Lord's word.
So, we're going to do a little follow-up real quick on a petawatch.
Yeah, speaking of sick, twisted, friggin' sexual deviants.
Get your fat ass back here. Don't you mouth off to me or I'm going to slap you right in your penis. Da 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 da.
Obviously,
you're a hero. We want to put that out there. No, you know, don't be modest. We want to put it out there for all the world to know. You're a hero.
Fair enough.
The guy that you found the child porn on his computer. It had to do the. We've talked about it several times. It finally went to court. It finally all went to to trial and all that. It's done. Done right. And over.
Yep, he has been sentenced to 10 years for
10
possession.
Years. 10 years.
Yep.
Now, I kind of feel like a douche in a way because we have ripped on how these pedophiles get like a slap on the wrist and they get to basically walk away.
Yeah.
This guy got 10 fucking years. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, it ain't life like it should be, but still, 10 years, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay, so I'm looking at the article now. I don't even think I thoroughly read it before when somebody posted it on Facebook at first, but the article says, a Sedgwick man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to possession of child pornography. U.S. District Court Judge John A. Woodcock Jr., that's an ironic name, on Monday sentenced John Tapley, 58, complete fucking scumbag, of Sedgwick, to 10 years in prison and 10 years of supervised release. Wow.
So 10 years prison, 10 years
supervised release. Yeah.
Which is, what, basically probation.
Yep.
But that's a lot. I mean, that's 20 years of his life. Well, he won't do the full 10.
No.
We know that. He'll
like
get good time. Right. I don't know how that works, but he won't do the full 10. But then 10 years of probation on top of that, plus, well, he already was a member of the sex offender registry, so say it loud, say it proud.
Yeah, right.
So that obviously didn't deter him, but this might. I mean, this legitimately might. And, I mean, one can only hope that he not only will he not do the full 10 years, but maybe he just won't make it out at all.
That's what I'm hoping.
Right.
I'm hoping somebody takes him out in the first year, or maybe he offs himself.
I don't know how big of a deal that is in Maine. Like, I don't know how often that happens in Maine state prisons, but we can hope.
Actually, somebody told me, it was actually Brandon Alvarez sent me a private message and informed me, I don't know where the figures
came. You do know the
meaning
of private, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, so much for that. Hi, Brandon. But he sent me a message and informed me that Maine is the hardest state on sex offenders when it comes to not only sentencing, but crimes committed towards sex offenders in and out of prison.
Really?
So, you know, we may be a fucked up bunch here in Maine. I mean, we're not known for being the most civilized group.
Right.
We're a little rough around the edges.
A little.
But one thing we don't take kindly to is fucking child molesters.
No.
That's a no-go.
Right.
Even in prison, amongst the guys that are selling friggin' oxys and bath salts, they're fucking, you know.
Right.
They're beating the shit out of these guys.
Absolutely.
They're looking down on them. So, hopefully he'll get his.
I I'm not 100%, but I think they have a special place for those kind of guys, too.
Protective custody.
Well, like an entire facility.
Oh,
designated for, yes, yeah. Designated for PC, protective yeah. custody, inmates. But so he may, but, you know, we can always hope. Fingers crossed, somebody shanks him, and he never makes it out of there.
God, I hope so. Yeah. So. I mean, given his history, because the thing is, it goes beyond just child pornography. He wasn't, I mean, this time he was just looking at pictures, but if you look at his sex offender registry page, which is like a nice little Facebook profile.
Right.
It's got all of his
pedoprofile,
you know, likes and friends and all that. Yeah, his pedoprofile. Nice. And he's had several offenses, which include contact, you know, like gross sexual assault or whatever.
Right.
Or unlawful contact with a minor. So he's acted on these things before. Not just looked, not just thought about it. It's not just an interest. This is something he's done.
Yeah.
So chances are he was just biding his time until he could get into a situation where he could do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. But you put his ass away.
I definitely contributed. I mean, I was the one that found...
You put his ass away. You gotta just take it for what it is, man. Right. You put his ass away. Look, who the take fuck that. Else was going to find child porn on his computer? Nobody else was going to find it. Right. Well, I mean, not to say none of the other tech guys you work with couldn't have, but you happen to be the tech guy working, so...
Yeah.
You know,
that's why I'm all about the see something, say something versus the no snitches, don't snitch. I think that's one of the worst right. things that you can do in society is this whole no snitch movement.
Right. Like no snitching. Well, unless it's like a pedophile, but then it's cool. But like other than that, you shouldn't snitch.
Right.
Right. So and, like, well, unless there's like children involved.
Drunk and like runs over a little kid.
Right. Then you might want to say something.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. But you're still like snitching on your bro. Right. Man. So it's like, yeah, no. How about just if people commit fucking crimes, you,
exactly.
you say something.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Well, good for you, Rob, and all your detective work.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that these animals exist in our society. And I know... I mean, you know that they do. You have an idea, but until you see it firsthand,
yeah,
it just
I've never experienced it like you have, really, to right. have seen it for what it is, and
it kind of makes you lose a little bit of faith in humanity.
I bet
think that these guys are out there and that this is just one instance,
right? And who else? I mean, like,
who's getting away with this?
Yeah,
shit?
Exactly.
So yeah, it's a little discouraging, but. Yeah, that's the silver lining, is that there is hope. I mean, this guy got put away. I was very impressed. I figured he'd maybe get 3 years, slap on the wrist, and be back out again, because it looks like
which
that's
is exactly what I figured.
Already.
Right.
You know, he's had 3 or 4 offenses, but looks like there's finally going to be some form of justice that will, you know, at the very least ruin his life, maybe hopefully worse.
Yeah, hopefully. So, if he doesn't end up dead, at least somebody will cut his pecker off.
Right?
That would be nice.
That would be nice. They'll Bruce Jenner him.
Oh, brought it back.
Bringing it back around.
Is that it? Is that all we got this week?
I think that's a good place to end.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
It's like, okay, I have the choice of being an attractive male or a really homely chick.
Right.
Maybe just, like, tuck it and call it good.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!